This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Steve Rosenblum. It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Big voice guy says it. Must be true. Saturday Suckage. And there was a story, a video, an event last night during a sporting event that demanded that we seek out our very own trash panda because it involved a trash panda in the South. So I welcome you in. I welcome you all back to Saturday Suckage. And we go to the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book, our own Adam Studzinski, producer of Cubs Baseball. Cubs, by the way, will be on today. 6:35 is the pregame show. They will play the Diamondbacks again. Kyle Hendricks against Zach Gallen and his 0.95 ERA. But that's not why you called. Trash Panda, how you doing?
I'm good, man. Rosie, why are they're keeping us apart, man? It's been like 2 months. What's going on?
Did you tell them to stop
putting me on? What's up?
I did none of. I have no say in this. Do you think somebody who's part of Saturday Suckage has any say in the broadcast crew that gets assembled?
That's a good point. You know what? Maybe we were too good together, and they decided that the show needed to be brought down.
Yeah, that's always it. That's the way they work around here. Just too good.
So,
So Trash Panda, we sent you this link, and it involved a Arkansas Vanderbilt baseball game. I had never seen this. I could not imagine this. The way you've described trash pandas, which is the alternate name for raccoons. So a trash panda is running through the stands in this Arkansas-Vanderbilt game. I believe it was played in Auburn. That's where the SEC tournament is being played. And a fan grabs this trash panda with his bare hands and holds it up, grabs it by the back of the neck, and walks out of the ballpark with it. Are you kidding me? So explain the degree of difficulty or the degree of craziness. What's going on here?
Okay. So, well, first of all, it is. I'm glad that you saw that story because I actually, that story crossed my way last night and I bookmarked it and I was going to send it to you this morning. And then I wake up and I see, text from Caesar seeing if I could come on for the exact story that I was going to send you. So we're great minds think alike here. And let me tell you, I don't know if grabbing a stray raccoon like that is advisable. It's not something I would do. Because, I mean, look, if that thing bites you, I mean, it could have rabies, it could have any random disease. So I wouldn't have picked it up with my bare hands, but, it was obviously docile enough. I don't know. It's incredible, though. Like, it's incredible that he was able to pick it up and just walk away because those things are squirmy. Like they're quick. You know? They don't want to be picked up, but maybe it was just scared enough to I don't know, man. That's weird and random.
He appears to be sitting down the line, and because you can see the Vanderbilt bullpen, the guys are watching this, and it's just hysterical to see. And this thing is squirming, and a trash panda is generally they choose chaos. They wake up every morning and they elect to go anarchic, and that's the way they go about things. But the fact that it didn't really create much of a stir. You didn't have people running the way I would have, because it would have scared the daylights out of me. This is maybe, as somebody had said in one of the many tweets that followed this, the most Arkansas thing ever. I can't imagine it. So your dad, Shooter, his idea is that he generally stands in the house, opens a window, and fires guns at the trash pandas in and around your place, probably shocking your mom, sweet Alice. Has dad ever grabbed a trash panda by the neck like this? Does he have any hands-on experience?
Not that I'm aware of. Not one that's alive anyway. I would have to ask him. I've never personally seen him grab a live raccoon and move it somewhere else. Let's just say that. And I haven't either, because why? Why would I? I just stay away from it.
I don't know. Well, I don't. Maybe Sweet Alice remembers a time where this might have happened, because she seems to keep track of these things and alert you to these. And Sweet Alice, by the way?
I saw her on Mother's Day. I made the trip all the way down to Petersburg, Illinois, just to see her. And it was great. It was a good time. Got to see the whole family. So, yeah, that was that. And if you're wondering, the drive from Chicago to Petersburg, which is 3 hours on I-55, is still miserable. So, not recommended. But, wanted to see my mom on Mother's Day. And I actually got to spend a few days there, which was nice. So, yeah, she's doing good.
Well, thanks for the update. I had a question, because there's yet another story about varmints, and your life is all about varmints, right, Trash Panda? Something that is happening downstate, and I think we're getting creep upstate. Is your Sweet Alice and Shooter being dogged by, or seen any, or did you run over any what they call Texas speed bumps, also known as armadillos?
No, we have armadillos in Illinois. I've never seen an armadillo in the wild.
Wow. Okay. Well, that'll be a new experience for you, and I can't wait till your dad figures out what to do with it and how to shoot it. But yes, there's a creeping problem. It's downstate, and they're like everybody. They're moving. They're on the move. That's the way it is. At least something is moving into Illinois.
I mean, when you say downstate, Steve, I mean, what are you defining as downstate? Is this like Carbondale?
Yes, we start with Carbondale, and once they get past the contact high that is Carbondale, and the armadillos begin moving, that's what happens, Trash Panda. They keep moving north. At least something is moving into this state. I don't know economically how it'll affect us, but at least something is moving into this state.
Well, that's a good point. I did not see any armadillos down there. I saw a deer out in the field by my parents' house, and I saw a bunch of birds. I actually didn't see a single raccoon, but I did not see a single armadillo, nor have I ever seen one in Illinois that wasn't in like a zoo.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for checking in. Thank you for taking our phone call, because we wanted to get Trash Panda Authority on here, and you certainly provided it. Say hi to Sweet Alice, and just duck when Shooter is doing what he's doing.
I'll do that. And thanks for having me on. And so, I think we're going to be together again in like 2 weeks, though, and we can talk about why the White Sox suck and why they're going to be in third place at the end of the season. That's my prediction. Okay, that's all I got.
Wait, you can do that now. You can tell us why you think the White Sox suck. It's May, so I is the season over? Is that it? You're on to.
I have sold all my White Sox 2022 stock. I I think that this team, like, we're seeing, here's the reason why I don't think they're going to get it together enough to end up winning the AL Central, because they have the same problems now that they had last year, and they don't seem to have a willingness to fix it. They're terrible on defense. They're in their quote competitive World Series window, and they're strolling out Vince Velasquez against the Yankees, and then the next day we're gonna put Dallas Keuchel, a lefty, against the team that crushes lefties more than any other team in the league right now. That's not how you operate as a team that is trying to win a World Series. Plus, their defense is the worst in the league, and how much better can you get defensively as a team within the confines of a single season? I don't see that. I mean, Tim Anderson's going to stop having 3 errors a game. That's going to improve, I'm sure. But their corner outfielders suck at defense anyway. Their guy that they traded for, A.J. Pollock, hasn't been good. Maybe he gets better. I don't know. I think that what we're seeing is this team is ultimately what I'm getting at. And I don't think that they're going to get it. Maybe it's just cynicism right now, but I don't think they're going to be able to get it together enough, because I think the manager is in over his head, doesn't know what he's doing. And then there's all the other reasons that I just listed. It's just, it's not good right now, and maybe they'll prove me wrong. I think that they're going to be lucky to get in the playoffs at this point.
Well, I'll leave you with this. Two things. One is there are more playoff spots available, which helps. And the other thing is...
True, but here's the thing, Steve. Their record, at the rate they're going right now, they're going to be lucky if they can get to 90 wins. They're not going to... Like, getting a wild card spot is going to be really tough for them. They need to win the division. That's the only way I can see them getting into the playoffs right now.
Well, I'll leave you with this, because I brought it up last. We talked to Scott Merkin earlier, and he wasn't suicidal the way you are, or homicidal the way you are. But go back to last June when, okay, the White Sox can't beat good teams, and then they took a series from Tampa, and the Rays were the best team in the American League at that time. Wow, look at that! Now we got something. Look at that! We're doing something now. And somebody asked Lance Lynn, what does it mean to meet this challenge and take a series from Tampa? And he said, it's June. No one gives a bleep. So this is May. The Yankees are doing what the Yankees do. The White Sox are doing what, as you said, they've done. The defense is awful. It hasn't gotten better. I don't know why the Hall of Famer baseball person can't make their defense better. And I don't know why the players themselves can't concentrate. But it's still May. So breathe. Breathe, and when you come to your senses, we'll talk about it in a couple weeks.
All right, that's a good point. Maybe even talking to my Uncle Joe a little too much. Uncle Joe was having a conversation with him the other day, and he convinced me that they're terrible. So, and you know, just as a White Sox fan, Lawrence has talked about this. As a White Sox fan, you just generally have a sense of impending doom at all times. So maybe that's what it is, and maybe in a couple weeks we can have a light conversation.
All right, well, we'll find out. You just avoid grabbing trash pandas by the scruff of the neck, and we'll just be fine. No, don't want anything to happen to you, okay?
All right, I'll do my best. All right. Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks, Trash Panda. Adam Staszynski, our Trash Panda. He will be producing Cubs baseball tonight. Like I said, Cubs baseball on the Score. Cubs Diamondback, 6:35 pregame. Hendricks against Zach Gallen. Zach Gallen has a 0.95 ERA. Talking baseball... And talking football and talking music with our next guest, Matt Spiegel, our Renaissance man, and talking Beat the Streak, because you got Money Matt. We'll talk with Matt Money after this on Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Steve Rosenblum, it's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Saturday Suckage must be a thing of the big guy voice. Big voice guy, got to get him to speak English. Well, that sucks. Welcome in, welcome back. Steve Rosenblum with you. And I'm being joined now on the Circa Resort Casino in Las Vegas hotline, home of the world's largest sports book, by fellow Score personality, Matt Spiegel, our Renaissance man. Spiegs, thanks for coming on.
Absolutely, Rosie. How are you? This lovely day.
I'm doing fine. He is part of Parkins & Spiegel, and the original reason was... They did a wonderful interview with Valus Jones Jr., and I thought, well, if we're going to replay it, we should have one of the guys who is there sort of walk us up, sort of a pregame for the replay. And then as Jews say, people plan and God laughs. And then a whole bunch of other stuff, like no hitters got in the way, and the Yankees started mashing the ball, and rock and roll got in the way. And I thought, well, I'll just do this with Spiegel, and then we'll replay Bayless Jones Jr. But before, Bayless Jones Jr. sounds like, I love this guy by what he sounded like. You guys do a wonderful job of eliciting a personality by they want to have fun. They know they play the game with you guys on the air. What did you gain from that? What did you come away with before we replay it for everybody?
I got a real understanding of how important the person and the personality is to Ryan Poles and their staff, because he's not the only guy in this draft class who's like this. And it sure makes sense when you're drafting volume like they did to get guys who were, if they weren't captains of their high school team or captains of their college team, they could have been. And their work ethic is completely without question. And their football intelligence and personal emotional intelligence seems to be high with every one of their draft picks that we've heard from. Doesn't it? It's like, and so Velas kind of blew me away more than anybody on that front who I've had a chance to listen to. But man, you listen to Dominique Robinson yesterday with Mully and Haar 2 days ago. You listen to press conferences of Jaquan Brisker and Kyler Gordon. It's like, and I heard you referencing with Grody earlier the quote from Zachary Thomas, the lineman who like did his research on the Bears history and stuff. Like they knew what they were doing in terms of the person. And as a guy who thinks that matters, especially as you're building a culture and you're building up a roster with 30, 40 spots, let's see which ones of them can really play. But they're bound to have good personalities and help build the culture because that's who they drafted overall.
Matt Spiegel is my guest here, Parkinson Spiegel. Also, hit and run on Sundays from 9 until they tell him to stop. And I don't think he'd ever stop talking baseball. I think you're like me. You're also beat the streak. And the streak is at 1? Is that where it is now?
I'm at 0.
Tell us
I'm
about
zero.
Beat
thanks,
the streak.
You know, here's the thing. I hope people know about the game and have played the game or check out the game, because I'm doing the podcast as a companion to the game. Mm-hmm. But like the game and the podcast need to be enjoyed together and played together, and it needs to grow together. But it's been around for 20 years, and it's amazing. It's like it's a virtual hitting streak. All you got to do is pick somebody to get a hit in a game, anybody in any team for any team in any game. If they get a hit, you're at 1. You could do 2 in a day. It's called a double down. So you could get to 56 and break Joe DiMaggio's record in 28 days or 29 days. You get to 57, and if you do that, you win $5.6 million, which is a lot of money. It's super hard, but so is baseball. That's the thing I'm enjoying the most about it, Rosie. It's like I've gone back to 0 so many times already, but every day I have to pick myself up by my bootstraps, believe that I know what I'm doing, trust my preparation.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it still go through my mechanics, try to have good presence of mind, you know? And it's like, I've done so much research over the last 5 weeks. Like, I'm looking at everything. I'm looking at matchups. I'm looking at ballpark factors. I'm looking at hard hit rate. I'm looking at high batting average, low on base percentage because I'm chasing hits. I know the league better than I probably ever have in my entire life from a hitting perspective. It's amazing. So I'm
just
enjoying that.
Just to get one hit. Just to find some person to get one hit.
Just to feel good about myself during the course of the day, Steve.
Well, you know what? And here's to underscore your point, you are, as a baseball-aholic, you are undoubtedly like me. When someone throws a no-hitter, you probably devour all of the notes that come out of it.
As so many.
Reed Detmers did. He threw his no-hitter for the Angels. It was his nobody. He has 104 and two-thirds innings in pro ball. That counts the minors. The fewest of any player who's ever thrown a no-hitter.
Wow. And even like the first start ever through a no-hitter, people like Bobo Newsom, like guys uh-huh. like that. Wow.
Yes. And even Bumpus Jones. And I bring up this uh-huh. stat just so I could say the name Bumpus Jones, the first rookie to ever throw a no-hitter. He did it in the 1890s. I love Bumpus Jones. But he threw it to a catcher who was only in his second game on the team. and these things that come out, and I didn't realize this. You may have remembered, but So Chad Wallach also homered in Reed Detmer's no-hitter. And I had forgotten that David Ross did it in Jake Arrieta's.
I had forgotten that, too. The one in L.A., Dodger
yes.
Stadium?
Yes.
Wow.
And the stuff that comes out is just wonderful. And I thought, well, Matt Spiegel's got to – we got to talk about this, because then the Yankees came to town and they started doing what the Yankees started doing.
Yeah, we've got a real coastal elites situation happening here. Like the Angels you're talking about, they are the most fun, flashy, interesting roster in the game, especially on the hitting side, obviously, with Trout and Ohtani. Taylor Ward is a former first round pick who's absolutely killing it, and Jared Walsh and Tyler Wade, and oh, by the way, Anthony Rendon, who in that no-hitter homered left-handed because Brett Phillips was pitching, a position player, so Rendon got his Javi Baez on. Remember when Baez doubled left-handed? Rendon homered. So, but it's Joe Maddon, and now they have some pitching, like with Noah Syndergaard and others. And they're finally the star team that they should have been, the good team that they should have been. They've never had a winning record with, they haven't made the playoffs and had a winning record. Was it like 6 years they haven't had a winning record? Something ridiculous. But anyway, Coastal Elites, because then the Dodgers, they're the Dodgers, probably the best team in baseball. But the Yankees are playing like the best team in baseball with the best record. So I'm sure that the networks are starved for their Yankees-Dodgers Dream World Series or Yankees-Angels that they've been salivating about for a long time.
And as long as you're on the coast, Carlos Rodon might be one of the best pitchers in baseball because he just keeps striking everybody out. He just keeps mowing.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. They've never had a lefty like that in the history of the San Francisco Giants in terms of velocity. Never. It's like it's Tim Lincecum and it's a couple other righties who threw hard, and then it's Rodon. But it's here's the thing: nobody is surprised that he's still great or that he's great now. Everybody is waiting to see what he's like in July and August and see if his arm and his body hold up, because the White Sox didn't think he was going to or would have, so they didn't want to invest. And we'll see how wise that looks by July and August and September and October.
The thing about Carlos Rodon is that in 2017, on July 25th, he struck out 11 players in four innings, a feat that was matched by Dylan Cease against the Yankees.
Yeah.
They are the only two pitchers since 1901 to do that. 11 strikeouts of the 12 batters, of the 12 outs you recorded. 11
wow.
of 12 outs or strikeouts. And I started and I worked backwards, because you see that and you go, wow, those two guys, that think of who didn't do that. Like Koufax, Ryan, every Hall of Famer. There's
Everybody.
Not a Hall of Famer who did that.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's true. I'll tell you what, also Steve Traxel never did that. And
he'd still be waiting for the second strikeout because he's still holding the ball on 3-2.
James Baldwin and Scott Ruffcorn never did that. Like, history is littered. It's littered with guys who never did that.
That is so, yes. It's just
right?
littered that way. Javi Vasquez could have, and he still would have given up 12 runs.
I saw a tweet the other day that was like about, it said, like, grown men will just sit around and say names of old athletes instead of going to therapy. Instead of going to therapy. And that just could not be more right. You know, like I will just, let's talk about some guys, you know, like I will so happily just sit around and reference anybody. And it feels therapeutic to me.
Okay. I also wanted to discuss this with you before I let you go. I so appreciate your time and being a baseballaholic, but also our Renaissance man and your musical tastes, and you're the cultural zeitgeist of music and sports. So, the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, announced names and people got in. And one name jumped. Dolly Parton decided, okay, yeah, you can. I'm gonna go in. You want to invite me? I'll go in. And it reminded me that at a recent concert, some drunk guy yells out to Dolly Parton, "I love you," and she goes, "I love you too, but I told you to wait in the trunk." And I think Dolly Parton is, she was the parody, you know, the outsized, whatever, but she's a goddess. She's just a queen. She's, she should be up for beatification. And at the same time, whatever Dolly Parton represented, the opposite end of that, the best album covers ever, is also now a Hall of Famer, Carly Simon. And I was as stunned as she was. She said, I can't believe this. I must be getting into the House of Pancakes instead. So I, you know, between You're So Vain and Anticipation, which was commercially famous, and Nobody Does It Better, which was probably the most, the best-selling Bond thing, I want you to, when you see this, when you hear this and hear somebody call it rock and roll, as somebody who's played that and been part of Tributosaurus, and you certainly know it inside now, what do you think has happened to your thing?
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Well, the problem is that it's not my thing. It's not, there's so many rock and roll people or music people that have loathed this thing from, like, if not day one, then day six. You know, because the events themselves are like Jan Wenner's gangster flop house, happening out there. And then the stage is just it, everything is so strategic. And it's like this year we need this kind of thing. And this year we need that kind of thing. So I shouldn't say I loathe it. There's so much strategy and kind of silliness in the choices. But what can't ever be fake is the moments. If the people are real, if the music is real, here's something for you, which you probably know, and if others don't, they should go and watch it. Go watch Bruce Springsteen's speech inducting Jackson Brown at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It is, we now know, we didn't realize then what a great writer Bruce was in terms of long form. We knew him as a songwriter and everything. We knew how great he was there. Now, I mean, his autobiography is like one of the best memoirs I've ever read by anybody in any genre. But like, go watch his speech inducting Jackson Brown if you give a hoot at all about either of those people. It's one of the most brilliant things ever. So you can't fake it. And then you get great moments on stage, you know, stuff like that. So I'll tell you this about Carly Simon. She does not deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But whatever, enjoy it. Have a good time. Go listen to the last minute of Terra Nova on James Taylor's JT album. It's the two of them, their two voices. I'll take that as something musically produced by her over anything she's ever written or produced otherwise. But it's worth it, promise.
Okay. Thank you for your time. I appreciate you coming on. Love chatting about all of it with you. The man at the center, the nexus of our cultural zeitgeist, Matthew Spiegel, and beat the streak and do all that research on one guy who can get one hit on one day.
Yeah, right? Come play with me. You can listen to the podcast with me. And if you're playing, then I invite you directly. The person who goes longest in my group is going to get a prize at the end of the season, which is going to be awesome. And it's super fun. So play Beat the Streak and find Beat the Streak daily on podcasts. Thank you,
all right,
Steve.
There you go. Thanks, right, Spiegel. Appreciate it. All right, that's Matt Spiegel. Joined us on Saturday Suckage, where in true Suckage fashion, all I originally wanted him to do is come in and give us the pregame show for the interview with Bayless Jones Jr., He's sort of the photograph. He's the snapshot, the hood ornament for the Bears draft, because he's the guy who, he's the offensive guy, the touchdown guy. He's the speed guy. He's everything you always wanted and won. And he turned out to be quite interesting. And in an interview with Parkins and Spiegel. So what we're going to do is take a break, come back, and play that for you. Thanks for joining us on Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.